Going to bring in Femi Okay now for our regular check-in on how the news of the week is playing out on social media. She is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us now from Washington. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Lisa.
So the Mueller report was more than 400 pages long, but it didn't take more than a few seconds after it was posted yesterday for people to start writing about what was in it and how they felt about what was in it. What were some of the most interesting reactions you saw online?
Do you know what's so tantalizing about this story on social is it's what you can't see that makes the report so visual. The redactions are visual, so the visual makes for great social media. So there is so much material. An early hit garnering over 10,000 likes was the This Is Fine cartoon meme. So I know you know this one. It's a dog sitting in a burning living room. Then the next little slide says, "This is fine." "This is fine" is redacted. The flames keep flying around the dog. That one was posted very early by Julia Reinstein. But Julia was bested by Ken, who then put, "This is fine" back. "Dog is in the burning house. Mug of tea is still there. The flames are redacted." I would say that was almost to the level of Domenico's political level of analysis, but done via meme style. That one was a good one. Also, the striking redactions look so beautiful once you looked at them as a piece of art. That's what AJ Chavra did. He's a video journalist. He takes photographs. So he took what the LA Times had posted up. They posted up all of the 400-something pages so people could scroll through it. And then he put it up as a single image, and the black and the white, very striking. I've got one more hat tip before we move on. Yeah. And that goes to Danny Nett. He actually works here at NPR. Danny's was a late arriver at the meme scene for the Mueller report. But it's because he did some beautiful work. He unpacked the report, matching up the redacted pages to celebrity outfits. So, for example, stay with me, people. All black tuxedo, a black shirt, black shoes, a black tie. That, of course, is page 30 of the Mueller report. And also, that is how Kit Harington dressed when he went to the 2018 Golden Globe Award. So you will find a celebrity for a page that's been redacted in the Mueller report. That is beautiful work at Danny Nett. Go look at it. Check it out.
Kit Harington of Game of Thrones. I guess we should tell people. So President Trump, speaking of Game of Thrones, his first reaction came in the form of a Game of Thrones meme where he tweeted an image of him from the back with a kind of gothic font with the words "Game Over." No collusion, no obstruction. HBO, which produces Game of Thrones, had something to say about that. How did it react?
Indeed. And in fact, I just looked back at the president's Twitter feed right now, and certainly from this morning, it was the pin tweet, the one that's right at the top of his Twitter feed. And HBO were not impressed. They said, "We still prefer our intellectual property not to be used for political purposes." But it is still pinned there at the top of at Real Donald Trump's Twitter feed.
Just because we only have a minute left, and this is also important, but off the Mueller report yesterday, something else. It was real that Facebook exposed the passwords of millions of more people than it originally admitted to. Facebook quietly updating a blog post yesterday to say millions of Instagram users could have had their passwords stolen because Facebook stored them in a plain text file on company servers. What's Facebook saying?
Yeah, this is a story because they said originally it was tens of thousands and Facebook users, but now millions of Instagram users. We don't know how many have had their passwords stored unencrypted. And they are telling people to look at your passwords. We will let you know. Maybe you should rethink not using your passwords on different places that you actually log in, and do the same kind of security that you should do if you have a password anywhere that you use it. There is a Mueller report connection. This update was made just an hour or so before the Mueller report was available to be downloaded.
Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks a lot, Femi.
You're welcome.